Yuma Perek Dal Mishnah Vov. The Mishnah continues over here with another facet of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim that was different than the rest of the year. And the Mishnah uses the same nusach of B'chol Yoim VeHayoim. Yuma. It just struck me. Yuma is the day. Which day? The day HaMiyuchad. What makes Yom Kippur Miyuchad? So you could say it's a higher day than the rest of the year. There's a Medrash. The Medrash says, Yomim Yutzoru V'loy Echod Mehem. The Rebbe Shem created many days of the year. There's all sorts of days. There's January, there's March, there's October, there's midsummer, midfall, V'chulei. V'loy, loy with a vav. For him, Echod Mehem. There's one day of the year, says the Medrash, that means Yom Kippur is the day when there's no mitzius of the Yetzahara. So the day is a different day. The name of the Masechta over here is Yuma. It's the day. It's the one day of the year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is V'hoya Hashem L'melech al kol ha'aretz. So Mela, whenever we talk over here in the Mishnah, it's B'chol Yoim V'hayoim. It's a different type of day. It's different mitzvahs. Now back to the Mishnah. B'chol Yoim Hoyusham Arba Marochis. One of the inyonim that's not clear, and that's why we have three shittas over here, was how many marochis, how many piles of wood did they have with fires on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, for what purposes? It's clear that there's a mitzvah saseh mideraisa to always have Eish Tuka Tamar Al HaMizbeach Lo Yisichber. There's a mitzvah to have a continuum of the fire, and there's also a mitzvah not only to always have an Eish Tamid. We have, in our shuls, we have a Ner Tamid to reflect that. There's that, and there's also the Ner Tamid of the Menorah. But besides for that, there was also a chelik of the Seder Avodah was to light the Ishma Gabi Mizbech every day. So the question is, how many fires were there? Was it just, did they just add to that? So let's go into the Shittas. B'chol Yoim, Hoyu Sham Arba Marochis, Vayoim Chomish Divirib Meir. The way this is broken down is like this. There's one, what's called Marocha Gedoyla, that was where they put their Vorim, they threw their Vorim of the carbon tomat over there. That was the big fire, that was for all purposes, the all purpose Eish Shalam Mizbech. One was a second Marocha from which they took Eish when they went in for the Gecholim, when they went into the Keteris. We've already had a little bit about this. It was a separate Eish. Kachi Kabbalah B'yodenu. One of them was a Marocha which was not for the purpose of Karbonis, was for the Kiyum of the Eish Tmidi Al-Gabi HaMizbeach. Kiyum Eish, that they shouldn't be, the fire shouldn't go out. Eish Tam Tukar Al-Mizbeach Lo Yisichba. And one is a marocha where they put the evorim updorim, the chalokim of the korban tomid of the ben habayim, that were not nisachlu, that were not completely burnt up mibo erev. That means there was a regular seder, like we said, the marocha gedolah was where they put whatever was not finished from that day's korbanos was not put on gabi ha'esh gedolah, was put on a separate fire. This way, there's no in the morning. That which was not consumed yet by the flames of the Marocha Gedoyla would be put on another Marocha. We don't mix the Karbonos of the days Al Gabe Eish. Not only don't we mix the Karbonos of the day down below in the Seder Avodah de Sadam, we don't mix above also Al Gabe the Eish of where they're consumed. On Yom Kippur, there was a special Marocha to take Gicholim for the Spitz of the Avodah, which was the Keteris, Lefnai, Velefnim. Rabbi Yossi Yom B'chol Yom Sholosh V'Yom Arba. Rabbi Yossi basically takes away the last marocha of the, not the last, the second to the last that we brought up, of the Nisachlu Chalom V'Pidorim of the day before Karbonis. He says, we don't put them on the Eish HaGdoyl, on the Marocha HaGdoyl, we put them on the side of the Marocha HaGdoyl, over there they get burnt, but it doesn't have a separate Eish. The Gemara Lamai says, Mayrich, that when you look at Parshas Tzav, which is the Psukim, that are here, so there's really three distinct psukim, and from that he learns out of Kepeda that there's three, not four every day. What are the three psukim? Al moikdo al amizbeach kol alai lo ad aboiker. He says that's the regular, the Marocha Gedoyla. Ve'esh amizbeach tukad boy. Ve'esh al amizbeach tukad boy loisich. That's the kiyum ho'esh, like we said, that they should never be put out. And again, Avada Kuliyama maskim that there was a separate Eish for the Gecholim of the Keteris, and there was a separate Eish for the Gecholim of the Keteris of Yom Kippur. So Mela today V'Hayoyim Arba. That everybody agrees. Yehuda Oimer B'Chol Yoyim Shtayim V'Hayoyim Sholosh. What does he take away? He doesn't hold that there's a separate Maroch of Kiyum Ho'esh, even though there's three Psukim. So he has a different way of reading the Psukim, that there's Avad is allowed to put out the fire on Al Mizbech, Tukar Al Mizbech Loi Sichba, but Ho'esh Al Mizbech Tukar. He learns out that there's a din Ho'esh Al HaMizbech, that the fire should be lit on the Mizbech. You don't light the fire below and then carry up twigs and then add them, the way you would do with a Lag B'Omer bonfire La'avdol. What you do is you light it, the Maroch, you add wood and you light it on top, on the Mizbech. So by him, he takes off the separate Eish for Kiyum. So Mimele, all he has is two. He doesn't have the third and the fourth. And Mimele Vayom Sholish, that's clear that there was one for Keteris and there was one today for the Keteris HaMiyuchod of Yom Kippur. Perakei Mishnah Aleph. Hoitziuloi, they brought for him. What does it mean, they? The Kehanim brought from the Lishkas HaKelim, from where the Kelim are. They brought him the Kaf Vesamachto. The Kaf and Machto are the Kelim that are Miuchodim for doing the Avodah Saktoris. They brought him these Kelim. V'chof and Meloi Chofnov V'nosan L'techa Kaf. This is the Avodah Chafino of taking Meloi Chofnov K'teris, Sam Dako V'emi Mibes L'Aparoiches, and putting it in the Kaf. Hagodol Lufi Godloi, what was the measure? The measure was Kefi's hands. Hagodol Lufi Godloi V'akotn Lufi Kotnoi. The kachos amidoso. Now, truth be told, when you read this pasuk, umaloi chofnav k'ter sam and dako vehebi mi beis laparoches, the simple translation of the pasuk would seem to be mashma that he takes maloi chofnav in his hands of k'teris vehebi mi beis laparoches. He takes it inside the kodesh kadoshim. The gemara goes to a whole cheshbon to prove pashit and cheshbon. It can't be true. Let's say he walks in with his two hands full of maloi chofnav, means his two hands full of k'teris. Imken, he can't take in the machta with the cholim that he's going to be machta the k'teris on. Elamai, he has to go in twice. He has to go in one time with the chafina, with the maloi chofnov, and another time with the kelim. The pasuk says vehebim based up aroiches. One time he went in. The going in for the k'teris is only necessary one time. Clearly, can't be what we're talking about. It also can't be. Maybe he could go in with his hands full of the keteris, and he can be balancing the machta with the kaf on top of his hands. But Lamaisi has to put it in the machta. How's he going to do that? He'll bend down, put the machta on the floor of the kodesh kadoshim, and then put it in. That's certainly not. It's impossible. But that's the way the Torah would be telling the Kohen Gadol to put it on the floor, and then to put the maloi chofnayim of keteris in the machta. On the kaf, to put in the machta on the floor, does Kenish Zayin. So now the only way to do it is to understand that he has to put it in outside, even though it's not the Pashto reading of the Pasuk. Now, Hagodl Lufi Godloi V'akotn Lufi Kotnoi means that there is no exact shear. But what does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says V'kachoy Samidosa? That's L'chor, that's... The Mishnah is not saying anything. So the Gemara explains that what the Mishnah means, Kachoy Midoso, is that this was the way it was done also in the Kodesh. That means, we just explained, that the Maloi Chofnayim, which was how much Keteris was put in the Kaf, went from his hands, from his Chofnayim, into the Kaf. And the Kaf, before being put into the Machta, to be put Al Gabi Ho'ishim, had to be now, it was in the Kaf. In the Kodesh, it had to go back in his hands, and from the, and I'm sorry, not in the Machta, on the Mizbeach, from his kaf, he didn't pour the kaf. There's a discussion about it. That he didn't pour the kaf of k'teiris on the mizbeach. He put it back in his chofnayim, and then he put it on the mizbeach from his hands. He did the avodah with his hands. So the kachoyim midosa, that also, hagodol lefigodol, hakot lefikotne, a second time, that was bifnim. That's what the Mishnah is saying. A little bit sosim, but that's the pshat. Notol asamachto biminoi, the sakaf bismoiloi. The reason the Gemara explains this is practical. The machta was heavier, and he needs his stronger hand to carry it. V'sakaf b'smoiloi. But even though it makes sense practically, in lomdus is a major problem. The Torah says there's a ma'isa avoida of bringing, the same way there's halochas hadam, of bringing from the mokum kabbalas hadam to the mizbeach, and the zrika then is put on the mizbeach. Let's say he's moiloch, the kohen is moiloch from point A to point B, b'yad smoil. It's possible, it's not a ma'isa halocha. He has to go back. He has to repeat the Ma'aseh Halacha B'Yamin. All Avodah is possible B'Smoil. The Torah over here says that there's a Ma'aseh Avodah of putting, of bringing the calf, that he put the Meloich of Naim Keteris into the calf, bringing that calf, the al Beis HaPavreiches. He has to bring it inside. How could he do that Ma'aseh B'Smoil? So the Gemara Cheshmin Zahav is the way the Rishonim explained it, that since the Gemara, like we said before, was Megala, the Torah was Megala, that the Machta and the Machta with the Gecholim and the Kaf with the Keteris have to be brought in simultaneously, Behechrach that they're done together, and Behechrach that one has to be done B'Smoil. So even though Vehevi, the Kaf, L'chur, that's the Iker Ma'aseh Avodah, and maybe it's the only Ma'aseh Avodah, maybe the Machta just has to be there, but maybe it's not a Ma'aseh Avodah. But since it's impossible for him to bring in Bimin, or it doesn't make sense, so Chazal understood that the Torah is being megalad. Over here, there's an exception to the rule. Very chiddush. There's an exception to the rule. You have a Ma'aseh Avodah that's kosher B'smoil. A chiddush. If you want to say it maybe in Lomdis, maybe what we'd say is, like we just said, that the Machta and the Kaf are both together. So the Torah over here made the Chelek HaAvodah B'Yamin into the Havos Machto, and with that it's considered that even the Havos HaKaf HaKodesh is considered a Ma'aseh Avodah B'Yamin, because the Torah put the Dogish on the Machto, or we understand that that's the Kavonah HaTorah. That would be the said of it, but it's a Gantzah Chiddush. Hoy Mahalach B'Heichel, he went through the Heichel. From the Azorah, he walked his way through the Heichel, where a Kohen only went B'Shas Avodah. Azorah is a place that only a Torah is allowed to be there, but even Yisrael is allowed to be there. A Kohen is allowed to be even on the other side of the Mizbech, what's called Ben Ulam or Ben HaMizbech. Yisrael is not allowed to go there, but he's allowed to be there even Shalai B'Shas Avodah. Going up the steps and going into the Heichel, a Kohen is only allowed to go into the Kodesh only for a Ma'aseh Avodah, and then he has to be M'shtacha there. Over here, the Kohen Gadol went through Here we come to a chiddush. One learns Chumash Parshas Truma, and there's a paroiches. It's separating between the kodesh and between the kodesh hakadoshim, between the heichal and the kodesh hakadoshim. Here we have a Kabbalah from Chazal that there were two paroichesim. Ubenehen amo. There was one amo between the two of them. The understanding over here is a Kabbalah Mimekedim that they weren't sure exactly where to put the paroiches. There was a Shaila in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, which is interesting because we don't find Sveikos that were left unresolved from the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. The Chara'ul of Kol HaTorah Kula was clawed down to the last detail, except for one Machlokes that we find in the Mishnah Chagiga between the Zugois about Smicha B'Yomtiv, but otherwise there are no machlokes. Here we have a Kabbalah Mimekedem that there was a Sofik by the Chachomim, by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, whether the Ovi of the Paroiches, it was an Amma thick, whether the Paroiches takes up the Amma is within the Amma is the measurement of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or the measurement of the Ulam. Nafkamina is which way should it go. So they did is they made two Paroiches. Between the two Paroichesim was an Amma. This way, the Avir of the Azmit starved to the measurement HaNitzereches on either side. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Lohisa Shem Al Paroiches Achas Bovad Shenema Vivdila Paroiches Lochem Ben HaKodesh Uben Kodesh HaKadoshim. He argues, and he says there's only one Paroiches. Now, to bring the Posuk of Vivdila Paroiches Lochem is a Milsa Detmiah. Because, like we said, the Shaila over here was only by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, by the re-establishment of the Bayis Sheni. It's not a Shaila on a Torah, on a biblical level, what the Shir was. They didn't have a Sofik. So what's he proving? L'chari, even the Chachomim, they're only saying that there was a Sofik by the beginning of the second Bayis HaMikdash, what was done by the first Bayis, what were the exact measurements. And because of that, you have to make two Paroiches. And Rabbi Yossi is proving from the Pasuk, not clear exactly what is right. But maybe what he's doing is he's saying the Torah gives a haftocha, that this is the measurement, and you know the measurement. It's not mistabit to him that they were chalik on the parshonus of a pasuk mufurashes. Okay. Vinishvi, the Mishnah is going to continue with the cheshma of the chachom that hold that they're shtei paroiches. That's the way we paskin. Hachitzoyna hoisaprufa min hadoroim, vapnimis min hatzofoin. The chitzoyna, the outer one that was on the side of the heichel, is proofa means bent over. Actually, proof, it doesn't mean so much bent over, it means more connected. So what it means is that the tzatz, it's a little bit not mavur in the Mishnah, the side of the pereches, we'll call it the pereches hachitzoin, the most dorim side, remember that the heichel kodesh kodashim ran from Mizrach to Meiriv. So on one side, the dorim side, which was really, if you were walking along the outside wall of the Beis Hamikdash, you would get to the end of the kevish, because that was on the dorim side of the Azara. On that side, the pereches was rolled back and held back with something on the dorim side. The pnimis was held back by the tzofen side. Mahalach b'nehen, because it was rolled back a little bit, picture a curtain which completely goes to the floor, but a little bit of it is rolled back, but even you can walk around the side. So you were able to walk around the side of the Peroiches, from the Dorim side, there was entranceway for the Kohen Gadol, it was an Amma, so he was able to fit in. And he walked alongside, not alongside, in between the two Peroiches, in that alleyway between the two Peroiches, and he walked to the Tzad HaTzofen. Mahalach b'neim achim ha'gil ha'tzofen, until he got to the other side. Higil ha'tzofen, hoifech ponov ladoroim, he turned his face in the direction where he had came. He was facing, it came from the Dorim. He was walking towards Tzofen. He was facing Tzofen. Now he turns his face in the Dorim section. Mahalach l'smoiloi im ha'peroiches achu magia l'oroi. That means, again, he walked in by the Dorim side in the alley between the two peroiches, and he walked all the way to the Tzofen. By the way, it's poshut that the reason why it was peeled back over here, because he had to get, it wasn't, they didn't push underneath. He didn't walk underneath the pereches. The pereches was heavy. So he had to walk around the pereches. There was no drawstring to pull it back. So it had to be peeled back a little bit. But you don't want, the kovod of the bias is that nobody chalila should ever see the Kodesh Kodoshim. It was hidden from my sight. So Mela, the pereches had to protect the integrity of the Kodesh Kodoshim. But even though on either, even though it had to be peeled back a little bit, there had to be an opening, an entranceway. But the entranceway was on each pereches from either side. So Mela, there was still a definitely on both sides, there was a pereches that was separating between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. So he walks alongside. He's standing by the Tzofoin. He turns his face. And now he's going back towards the Doroim, because that's the way for him to walk himself back to the Oren. Not back. He's walking towards the Oren. He's going towards the left. He puts down the machto, kiviyochel, on top of the oren, ben shnei habadim. Now we're talking the second Beis Hamikdash, and clearly, in the second Beis Hamikdash, since we know that there was no oren there, the oren was nignaz at the end of the first bayis, and Mela, all it was an even shesil. So when we talk Ben Shnei Abadim, we're using the Nusach that was Negea B'Bayis Rishon, even though we're practically, if we're talking about Shnei Perechizin, we're talking about the Shbayis Sheni. Tzovas HaKteris Al Gabi Gecholim. He made a pile of the Keteris on the Gecholim. V'Nismala Kol HaBayis Kulei Oshim. Remember, there's no Mizbeach there. So the Mokem HaKrova on top of the Oroin was, by the Oroin, was in the Machta. So it's obvious that Keteris HaGabi Kholm that are in the Machto. V'nismali HaBayis Kulei Oshon. The Bayis, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was Nismali Kulei Oshon. That was the Avoida, that was the Aktorah, and that was the Spitz point of the year, the highlight of the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. Yotzo Bola B'derech Beis Knisosoi. He went out the same way he came in, the same direction. Nispal Tfilah Ktsar B'Bayis HaKitzoin. L'chari, you should have been damning there for hours for all the tzores, for Klal Yisrael. The Nusach HaTfilah is the Nusach that we say in the Chazor HaShatz, Yiratzim Fonecho. The Rav brings Hashem Lekai Shem Shonezu. Shchuna, it brings it a little bit differently than the Nusach that we have. If this year is Shnas Chama, take Shuma, V'lo Yadei Avid Shulton, the Shalit Midabeis Yehuda, rulership should stay by Claudius of La Yuam Chiso Tzichim Lefanis Zemizev Leitikonis Lefanecha Tfilas Oivri Drochim, that would stop the rains. Above us the word that the Tfilah of the Oivri Drochim, what do you mean, the rest of Claudius wants that there should be rain, but when somebody davens a tefillah coming from a place of need, an eretz to tefillah can't be turned back. So here was the eretz to tefillah that would turn back the tefillah of somebody who was not being mevakish l'teves klal Yisrael. You look at the Yerushalmi, there's a different nusach that's brought. It depends on the piyutim. If you say ata kanantu, you say amitz koyach, nusach ashkenaz and nusach svard, by chazor sashat. And the reason, in summary, that the Mishnah says why you only dam the tefillah ktsoro, if he was found not worthy and he would be struck down, as it happens sometimes, so memela Klal Yisrael would become frightened. In order not to frighten Klal Yisrael, it's worth being mevater on a lengthy tefillah. Now, just because we mentioned before Meseches Yuma and Yoim that this day is different, and we just learned the Mishnah that has the Shpitz, so we'll just mention one more point that's brought in the Svarim. Habayis nismale kuloi oshon. That was the height of the ritzui of the kapara of Yom Kippur, kuloi oshon. The svarim bring down, it comes from the Kabbalah svarim, but all the chassidish svarim bring it down. It's also in the goyin, the talmidov, and the maral, and all the batim midrashim, that the word oshon is a composite, is a rosh tevis, of three dimensions of time and space. Oilom, the world, means space. Shona means time. Nefesh means man. There are three things. There's a person and a person developing, and life is all about a person developing nefesh, potential, and developing that nefesh to the place. Life is about using time and using the matono of time and life and the gift of time and life properly. And the avoid of Yom Kippur also has to be mechaper on this, the places, every single place in a person's life to be filled with kedusha, to be filled with Ashura Sashkina, and not with lost opportunities. So these three bechinas of Olam Shon and Nefesh are Rosh Tevis of Oshon. And when it says Kol Habayis Kule Oshon, what it means is that there was a complete kapora of everything that had been not up to par, the Chotosi Ovisi Poshati. Here's where it played out in the Keteris and the Bifnai Bifnim. So just to mention that, Nekuda.